Brilliance Audio presents The Lost Girls of Devon by Barbara O'Neill. Performed by Helen Lloyd, Esther Wayne, Sarah Norton, and Pearl Hewitt.
Something was going on in the village. Not that anyone would believe her. They would tut-tut and pat her on the head and compliment the imagination that had given her more than 100 mystery stories over the past 50 years. But once you passed 80, no one believed you had a single thought worth listening to. But she knew something was going on. On the nights when she couldn't sleep, which was more often than not, as her old bones complained, and the memories of nearly 9 decades paraded themselves through her imagination, Lillian Fairchild made her way to the study she'd created in the tower room many years before. In the dark, ensconced in the window seat her granddaughter Zoe had so loved, she sipped a soothing cup of tea and watched the sea. One of the reasons she'd refused to leave the rambling old house, despite the damp and the cold, was this view of the sea. The manor perched on a cliff overlooking the village and offered a full, unobstructed view of the coastline for miles and miles. Tonight, the waxing moon had not reached its zenith, but the light was nonetheless bright and clear, illuminating the fishing boats and yachts anchored for the night just offshore. It was the moonlight that revealed a small sailboat making its silent way toward a pair of yachts, shadows on the sea. So many strangers these days, Lillian thought, taking a sip of tea. In her youth, tourists had been few and mostly hailed from other parts of England or perhaps France and the odd, loud American. Now, when she made her rounds of the village, there were as many tourists as locals, and they were a well-heeled lot by the look of them. Men who golfed and brought their expensive sailboats to harbour, women in oversized sunglasses shopping the art stalls and antique shops, many of them speaking some language other than English. She missed the days when she knew everyone. Of course, she still knew the locals. It was her business to stay abreast of the village gossip, to lend verisimilitude to her long-running series about Lady Dorwood and her good friend Flora, a village baker who solved crimes around the countryside. The pair of mild-mannered middle-aged widows had made their creator most comfortable. There's something going on in the village, she thought, and she watched the shadow boat slide stealthily out to the dark sea. Suddenly she saw the scene through Lady Dorwood's eyes, viewing it as if from the perch of her castle tower. Something is amiss in the village. Lillian stood and made her way to the computer. An idea was a terrible thing to waste.